Because the career of the Bodhisattva is considered in Buddhist mythology that for the sake of, out of compassion for all beings, developing the 10 paramitas lifetime after lifetime after lifetime to fulfill all of the baramis to appear in the world as a fully enlightened Buddha. And then having arrived at that point, then not exactly his first thought, but among his first thoughts is, there's no point in even trying. So to me, that's kind of amazing. That after all these kind of gazillions of lifetimes of preparation, then you finally arrive and you go, how could this be done? I think it's also a credit to the Pali Canon that they represent that hesitancy is still there. It's not sort of written out of the picture. But it's interesting. One of the people who is a prominent teacher in the San Francisco area, Gil Fronsdal, he did a PhD in Buddhist studies at Stanford. And his thesis was on the early years of the Mahayana movement. And one of the, I haven't read his thesis beginning to end, but when I was talking with him, he's been a good friend of the Sangha for a long time. And one of the things he said, that in the very earliest times, the Bodhisattva ideal was not cast in the form of being out of compassion for all other beings, but it was based on fulfilling to its entirety the potential of living beings. That was the primary drive behind the Bodhisattva commitment, was to fulfill the spiritual potential to its ultimate possibility. And then later on, after the first 100 years or so, the Northern Buddhist movement, Mahayana, picked up the role of compassion and then being born again and again and again for the sake of helping other living beings. But at least according to Gill's thesis and in conversation with him, he said, the first few decades, that wasn't the way it was represented. It was more being all that you can possibly be in the realm of living entities. And that later on, working for the benefit of all beings came into the picture or became the dominant feature.